Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of No Small Roles, a D&D podcast where there are no small roles and, oh look, the town! Hey! I'm David Knight, your Dungeon Master, and I'm joined by these tourists, ramblers, an insurance bureau, we're still not sure. So say hi, everyone.
Hey! We have a very reasonable price policy.
Hey, don't mind us just passing through. You know.
A lovely ramble. Oh, yeah, truly ramble, just behind ramble. Us. Oh, look, the town.
Well, let's get back to the discussion.
It's Jenny the gnome.
Jenny the gnome.
Let's get back to the discussion of who and what you are and cue the theme tune.
Prepare your party of players and polyhedral dice. Your tragic backstory better be worth the sacrifice. Seize your sheets and D20.
Let's play D&D.
Your haggard character swaggers with daggers in each hand. You've all discussed what you must, but even best laid plans. Take a turn when checks are missed.
Roll initiative. Brandish your blades. Don't fail your saves. No risk too great, no choice too bold. This is your story. No guts, no glory. Confront your fate with every roll. Every
inside, one who will pay the price. Their chance of success will rest upon the dice.
No risk too great, no choice too bold. This is No Small Roles.
So, having seen off Myra and Ferrocene, a night of rest gave you all the opportunity to inform Heron that you had discovered something. He was keen to hear from you and invited you back to Vernock Rise, where his gnomish associate, Professor Kierda Tagadon, was in residence. Whilst Orin and Enkidu tinkered in the workshop on a makeshift silvered shield and a permanent set of dark vision goggles, Gwendolyn sent a heartfelt letter to her father. The wing thruple, Gaius, Juna, and Gwendolyn then snuggled down on the sofa for the night, whilst Enkidu took watch. And as the sun rose, he was warned by Erida and a line of golems that he should continue south. You all hurried out the next morning, draped in Ferrocene's left-behind laundry, and discussed what cover you should use moving forward and what name you could call your group. And that's where we pick it up.
The Penta Gang.
I like it.
The quintessential infiltrators.
Infiltrators.
The Brew Crew.
No.
Oh.
That's a DM ruling. No.
Thank you.
What was that voice that just said no? It just came from nowhere.
Is that Erida?
Just from a tree. There's
Erida.
A squirrel being like, no.
They're finally talking to us.
Oh, look, the town.
The town. The early morning, it's probably about 9 o'clock by this point. You all arrive sort of at the edge, the northern edge of Drostad. It's already busy. The buildings, you haven't really had a good look at them as you sort of run through the night, basically, every time you've passed it. They're quite nice. They don't look very well kept. but
we'd like to go through town with our eyes closed so you don't need to describe them.
That would be fantastic, thank you very much.
Sorry, I'm being obnoxious.
I, on the other hand, would love to know the intricacies of the architecture.
Yeah.
What's their irrigation system like?
Oh, they have plumbing.
Oh, good.
Not surprising, really.
We're plumbers. We're a group of plumbers on the road.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Mario.
Mario, aren't you?
Luigi.
I'm assuming you're just heading straight for the dock.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
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 Appreciating the architecture as we go.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
If there is like a shop with like a rack of like postcards, that would be ideal.
Oh, yeah.
Postcards. Yeah. Make an investigation check as you passed, guys.
It was a joke, but why not? Just for the fun. Natural 20!
Yes!
There's postcards! There's postcards in this world, everyone!
Also, do they sell t-shirts that say, I heart Drostat?
Yes.
Judah would like someone to buy that for her because she has no money.
We are tourists!
As you get down to the dock, there's almost like a little beachfront with like wooden decking. One of the shops has got a little stand out the front that like spins, and it's just got loads of little painted designs of things, random boats, like the landscape. there's a little old guy sort of sat at the front, just sort of drawing away.
Is he human or gnome?
Oh, come on.
He's neither. He's orcish.
Oh, okay.
But he's sat there. He's got little grey tufts on the side of his head, grey skin. And he's just sort of painting the landscape across the ocean, and then like once he's finished with that, blows on it dry and just puts it on the rack, gives it a little spin.
This is excellent improvisation, David.
So good.
Like literally outstanding.
Just off the cuff remark, yeah. But I have to buy one now, I feel. So I will like excuse me, good sir, how much for this one just here?
Oh, it's a nice one, that one, yes. They're only a copper each.
Wow.
Have you got a change for gold? I've literally got 2 gold to my name.
Yeah, I think I could scrabble that up. Would you like it in coppers?
Yes, just because.
Oh, okay. Right,
and then he starts sort of lifts out like a little pouch from next to him. Starts grabbing smaller pouches from inside of it. I goes,
right, and then this one, take one out. There you go, that's 99 copper pieces for you.
Thank you, good sir.
That's all right.
I can't wait to send this to my brother.
Well.
All the best.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Is there a postal system in El Timpia?
Sure.
Of course there is, right?
Yeah, okay.
Pigeons!
It's not necessarily something I've designed yet, but necessity states that it exists.
Okay, Orin will also buy a postcard then.
Oh, wonderful. One copper piece.
He will pass over a copper piece I have on hand.
Oh, nice. There you go.
What designs have you both sort of been drawn to? Some of them are quite, you know, there's sunsets, there's sunrises, there's just like stormier seas. A couple of them that look fairly new have got a blue dragon.
I want one with a blue dragon on it.
Blue dragon flying overhead, over the lake.
I want a blue dragon over the lake, please.
Just because, like, being born in a seaside town, are there any with, like, lewd pictures of, like, well-endowed women on them?
Oh, yeah. There's definitely, like, on the higher rack, there's one or two that's like a whole boat of
shelf.
Like women on in the distance.
Excellent.
All flagrantly sort of waving their clothing.
Guy reaches for it and Juna puts her quarterstaff on his hand and says, come on now, Guy.
No, yeah, you're right. This one with the men is far better. Go on then.
Yes, that's the right answer.
No, I take some with some lovely six-packed men.
Nice. Yeah, it's like a whole bunch of sailors working on the docks, lifting things, like sort of sweating away, but all in very exaggerated poses that their muscles are just rippling.
I knew it, Junior, you sneaky devil, you.
Yeah.
And I will pocket that one and be like, right. Let's go.
I would really like to get one with the dragon on for Gwen, but I don't have any money, so Ruana's going to steal one and fly off with it.
Oh my god, what? While we're all at the shop.
Yeah, Ruana's just going to fly in like a random owl and pick up one of the blue dragon ones and just fly off in the direction of the dog.
Oh, bloody owls.
Oh, you can paint that now, though.
Yeah, and he does, and he picks up a little sketchbook and starts sketching.
Hang on, tell you what, I'll help you out. And Orin will... Can I take one of his blank bits of paper and use magical tinkering to just draw a quick picture of an owl stealing one of his postcards on a postcard?
Make a sleight of hand check. More to get the paper away from him than anything else, because it's all just on his lap.
Non-natural 20.
Yeah. As he's distracted, he'll sort of sneak a bit of paper, start sketching away.
As this is happening, Inkyudi will sidle up to Gwendolyn and say, do you remember that part where we were worried about being conspicuous?
We're tourists in Kidu. He just, a guy over here.
That was like 5 minutes ago.
We're in so deep to our secret identities, we don't even know who we are anymore.
The strength of a lie is in the detail.
The sticky bandit's more like the fate marked wife.
Yeah. Gwendolyn actually like smiles and like suppresses a giggle, like she's not used to Enkidu making her laugh.
As Oren's walking away, he will just say to Enkidu though, like, the thing is though, that drawing will disappear in a bit from that postcard, and then they'll just have a blank postcard.
Great, even worse.
So yeah, where are you all headed on the docks?
A boat?
Yeah
to the main
to
boat,
the ferry like station,
proper,
to the ferry.
The proper one.
Yep, there is a sign at the far end. There does not seem to be a ferry there.
Bother. Is there a timetable?
What time of day is it?
Yeah. So you head on
doesn't
over.
It come go in like the afternoon? Because
no,
last
the morning,
time
isn't it
left. Oh. Yeah, it left Rudervel at like 9 a.m.
Oh gosh, and there's only one a day.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's the exact information that you receive as you get over there.
Look at me remembering stuff.
Yeah. Is that the ferry leaves Rudervel around 9 a.m. and then arrives in Drostad at about 5 and leaves about half an hour after that.
Oh.
So yeah, you've got the whole day.
Okay, so it's going to leave this afternoon.
Yeah, to have a nice sunset ride back to Rudervel.
Oh, lovely. Okay, so we've got a couple of options.
With that, Ruana lands and gives the postcard to Juno, which she gives to Gwen.
Oh, thank you.
Just in case you want it.
I do. Thank you. Gwendolyn puts it in her bag.
Thus completing the circle of life. Here we go. Back to the story.
So, okay, we've got a couple of options. We can either wait for the ferry at sunset, or we can do what we did last time and hire a passage on another boat, if there is one.
Could also take the opportunity to ask around for any more information on Causticus or Eremir whilst we're here.
Yeah, it'd be nice to know what's going on in the world.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just get the general lay of the land. I feel we don't do that often enough. We kind of show up in a town and say, hey, what's going on here? No, we don't often, you know, get the lay of the land, see what it's like, catch up with the border conflict maybe. I don't know.
Well, it's true. But
yeah, I'm sure there's information to be had.
I mean, to be fair, often we turn up in a town and either there's some sort of faceless murderer wandering around or people trying to drug people or, you know.
I mean, 2 hours back the other way, there's like hundreds of mechanical creatures.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not out of the realm of normality. Let's go to the pub then.
Okay.
To the tavern.
To the tavern.
Yeah, and it's not long before you find one. You head away from the ferry, or lack of ferry, and realise at the far end that there is a quite a prominent tavern. The sign itself, whilst it doesn't have a picture, it says the cocky, but then the word cocky has been like written out with a red line, and somebody has almost graffitied the word sticky next to it. And then underneath it says sausage.
So it's the cocky crossed out sticky sausage.
That's right.
Amazing.
Ben is making a vigorous note of this tavern.
Yep.
It was worth coming back to this place just for that name.
Yes. I can't believe we nearly missed the sticky sausage.
Oh my goodness, the sticky sausage. Right.
That's that is a tavern name generated by our wonderful patrons.
Thanks, patrons.
Oh, yeah. They're a classy bunch, aren't they?
They're a classy bunch. They know
they're
what they
cocky,
want.
Sticky bunch.
Our sticky patrons.
But you all head inside, and actually similar to the Water's Edge in Rudervel, it's quite a long, large tavern. Interestingly, this one is filled with quite a few long tables with sort of benches on either side of them, and it's already quite crowded.
Mm.
Almost every table has got sort of 3 or 4 people sat on there, sort of chatting away quite excitedly.
Daylash culture.
Yeah. There's also quite a few people sort of not sat at the tables, stood around the edge chatting. You get the sense that like there is an excitement in the air and sort of almost as if people are waiting for something.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a good way.
I would like to go up to a group of those people and say, ooh, what's happening?
Yeah, I'll go with Juna.
So you head over to the closest table, and there's a sort of a half-orc sat there, 3-day-old beard, sort of black beard on his face, tucked under the table. And Kido, you sort of realise it first, is quite a decorative sword. It's just got sort of sat near his leg, but out of sight. Mm-hmm. Next to him is a sort of a younger human man, sort of blonde hair that's draped over his eyes. He's sort of in a much larger coat, and he's sort of with his lapels flicked up, leaning forward. He looks a bit shiftier, but he's still in a good mood. And then finally, a dwarven woman sat with them. Sort of her very thick, muscular arms, sort of like leaning on the table excitedly, like gesturing to everybody. But as you approach, the dwarven lady, sort of with a shaved sides of head, she's like, hey, oh.
Well met.
Well met. What is up?
Yeah, what's the excitement? We just arrived.
Right. We're just tourists, just having a look round.
They're having a competition, innit?
Competition?
Who is?
Well, the tavern, Sticky Sausage.
What kind of competition? Do enlighten us.
Well, they're having, it's going to be great. Right, eating competition. Right. And whoever, wins 25 gold and a room for the night.
Ooh.
And all you got to do is eat some disgusting sausages.
Wow. I see.
What do you have to do to enter?
Go talk to her over there. And she points over to a half-elven woman, sort of sandy-coloured skin, hair braided around her head in a sort of Bavarian style. Yill.
Yill.
Yill Plent. She runs the place.
Okay.
That's how it goes. So I think it's 2 gold to enter if you're doing it per person. And yeah, whoever lasts longest wins. That's a bit all right, isn't it?
Oh, that sounds like fun. What time's the competition?
About an hour.
Interesting.
Have you entered, you three?
Yeah. I'm going to eat everyone under the table.
Okay.
Good luck.
Yeah, all the best.
Yeah. What's your names? Just so we know who to cheer for.
Oh, I'm Rosie. This is Cade. That's Firion. Rosie, the dwarf, points to the human, who is Cade, and Firion, who is the half-orc.
Well, good luck. It's very fun. It's very festive.
Yeah. Are you entering?
I'd like to, but I don't have the gold.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
I mean, I beat you anyway, so.
You're very confident.
Yeah, I am.
From the bar, Guy just shouts, hey guys, what do you want to drink? Oren said he's buying.
What?
Oh, I'd love a beer, an ale, please. That'd be lovely.
Oh, what? Okay.
I'd say it was on me, but I don't have any money. I gave it all to Hallie on the ship.
Gwendolyn looks around to see if Hallie is anywhere in the tavern.
Hallie is not in the tavern, no.
She's dead.
Yeah, she's dead.
The chug-along sank on the way back to the...
God.
No.
It wasn't watertight after all.
I know, right?
No, that'd be dark. Dark.
Yeah. Okay, Oren will order some drinks from, I assume, from Yill Plent.
Yill isn't actually at the bar, but there is another young human man who's sort of tending to anyone that's walking up. Yill, who's been pointed out, is near the bar, but she's moving back and forward between the kitchen and checking on people at the tables. Basically, like, keeping the crowd going and checking that everything is ready for the competition. But the young man sort of takes your order, charges you 2 gold for... no.
Pricey.
1 gold. Charges you 1 gold for the entire round of drinks.
Okay. Gonna say, Oren has not got that much gold.
Gwendolyn's, like, gone for, like, the cheapest thing that there is because she knows that they're a bit tight on money. Just like, I'll just have, you know, soda and lime.
You know Juna is going to make that taste like a strawberry daiquiri.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it doesn't really matter what we order.
Gwendolyn is actually getting sick of strawberry daiquiris, but doesn't want to tell Juna.
I think Gwendolyn knows it's not really strawberry daiquiris as well, because she knows what they are, but she's just being kind.
I mean, there's a massive visual difference between
beer
with a strawberry.
No, but they were to look like strawberry daiquiris as well, right? Or did I not
they
do
looked,
that?
They looked the same, but they just tasted like...
Or did they?
But they still tasted good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, Oren is ordering the drinks. He's just going to have a chat with the bar guy and just be like, you been here a long time?
Yeah, long enough. I grew up in town. But...
Oh, right, okay. Oh, so all sorts of people come through here?
Yeah, all sorts. Tourists, mostly, to be honest with you.
Oh, like us, yeah.
We're tourists.
Oh, yeah.
Look at my postcard.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
bad.
We're tourists.
Honestly, you can spot your mile off. No offense.
Oh, really?
Honestly.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the postcards.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's cool, postcards. That's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that before. I've not seen them in other tourist hotspots we've been to, like Ross Holt and places.
Oh.
Yeah, anyway. So you all sorts of tourists have come through. You haven't, I don't know. You haven't seen someone called Corsicus come through ever, have you? Or
no.
Or anyone called Eremir? Eremir Aris?
Not off the top of my head. No, I've not seen anyone like that.
No, okay. No, just wondering. I heard they really like one of the hotels nearby.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about a Dwayne Fabulosa?
No, not seen anyone by that name. Dwayne Fabulosa?
Yeah. Just he's an entertainer, a fabled entertainer we bumped into on the road, and he said he was hidden in this area. Just wondered if he was around.
Oh. Yeah, no. To be honest, a lot of the entertainment we just do in here is sausage competitions, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So you're in need of a good bard, maybe, for some better entertainment, Gwendolyn looks at you.
Yeah.
Nobody would be able to hear the bard over the chanting and the banging on the tables and that, so it gets quite rowdy.
You know, I've heard from many a famous chef that music soothes a troubled stomach. So, you know, after the competition, if you wanted to, I could play a few beautiful ballads, and I'm sure your patrons would shower you in coin to be able to, you know, enjoy a drink while enjoying that music and soothing their poor stomachs.
Quite possibly. To be honest, a lot of the time, those that don't make it through the eating, they almost hold their own competitions as to who can spew the most outside. So just run straight out to the water there.
Wow.
But I mean, maybe if you wait after that, then yeah, make them feel better. Bring them back in for a drink.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to do that for a commission. Yeah, no problem.
I mean, I don't have any authority to authorize something like that. So I just work the bar. But
okay, who's the lucky person that we have to pay to be able to join in this beautiful sausage eating competition then?
That's Yil over there, and he points. He says, but I mean, you're welcome to like play outside, and if anyone gives you coin.
Hey, you know what? Not a bad idea. Guy will go outside and just find a corner outside the tavern and just play some busking just to get some coin. Because you know what? He hasn't done that in a long time.
Mm.
It does have that as a skill, so he will just do that.
Make a performance check for your time outside.
Right. So he is going to roll for performance. That's going to be a 17.
Ooh. 17. Yeah. So you make 8 gold pieces worth as people are coming in and out of the tavern.
Ooh.
And that's sort of like over a good half an hour's worth, 45 minutes worth of playing. But yeah, people are in a good mood. So they're being quite generous.
That is very helpful, as I was on bare minimal. So that's at least something good.
That is very handy.
But yeah, like the guy at the bar sort of hands over your drinks to everybody else once you've all gathered back together.
Thank you, Orin.
That's all right.
Next round's on me when we finally have money again.
Okay.
Did you have a good conversation with the people?
Yeah, you just were telling us about this sausage eating competition. It's 2 gold to enter and the winner wins 25 gold pieces. But I think they're a bit of a like a disgusting sausage kind of thing. So
yeah.
I don't know if we've got the gold and the people who want to enter, there's worse ways to spend the time, I imagine.
There's worse ways to earn 25 gold, really.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Quick butter coin might help us on the road.
Yeah. Might get us to Vernock Rise a bit more comfortably.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I guess depends how much we can put in to enter the competition.
How much do we have between us?
I've got 14 gold. I mean, we're going to need at least a bit of that for the ferry.
Yes. So we need to make sure we save enough for the ferry.
I don't know how much the ferry is.
Did it say on the sign? It was 10 gold per person.
10 gold per person?
Damn.
What? Oh. We only paid Hallie a gold each, didn't we?
Yep.
The price has gone up.
The ferry was always 10 gold per person.
Was
oh,
it?
Man.
You just had more money.
Oh, gosh, it was. Even if we... Oh, gosh.
Okay. So I can't afford to get us all on the ferry.
Are we all going to have to enter?
Only one person will be able to win the full competition anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to put in our best candidate, do we?
But that's still not going to be enough money. How are we going to get enough money for the ferry?
You hear singing outside.
Oh, yeah.
At the moment, you're hearing something that sounds like Purple Sleeves.
Oh, that's a classic.
Maybe Guy's doing a bit of busking.
Okay, well, let's hope he's earning 50 gold.
Yep.
Otherwise, DM, we didn't pay Hallie anywhere near that much, did we, to get on her boat?
No. The agreement for Hallie was 1 gold per person.
1 gold a person, yeah.
But of course, in Ruddervel, you hadn't given her 1,000 gold's worth of stuff.
No.
You had quite a lot of money.
Yeah, so 10 gold didn't
per person for the ferry much. Didn't seem...
Wouldn't seem that unreasonable. Yeah. Okay, well, our other option is we might need to catch a lift again with one of the people going back and forward over the lake. Maybe come to a bit of an agreement.
Yeah, it might be a bit more cost-effective for us.
Yeah, might need that 25 gold from the sausage thing anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have the best constitution to handle such things. You know, I didn't really get on very well with those cakes.
I mean, I guess, like, I've got used to eating all sorts of stuff, so I guess I can potentially handle a slightly unpleasant sausage.
I don't think I need to eat anymore.
Oh?
I've not felt hunger in a full day now.
Ooh.
I've not slept either. So, I drank a bit of tea the other day. It kind of went down normally, but nothing happened. So I don't know how my body processes food, but I guess I'm a candidate.
Wish Guy was in the room right now to ask you a question.
I mean, Orin really wants to ask about toilets.
Hey. Enkidu, when was the last time you pooped?
Exactly. I was just like,
yeah.
It's, if anyone detects Orin's thoughts, it's exactly what he's thinking right now.
Gosh.
And in that aspect, Enkidu, your bodily functions have been incredibly normal.
Yeah.
For anything that you've put in, it's come out again.
What's the consistency of it?
Oh, no, we don't need to know.
We don't need to get all jilly.
Like little cubes.
little silicon cubes. Chips.
They're all the same size.
It's come out little prosthetic hands that scurry away.
Oh, amazing.
No. I've got a built-in bidet as well. So
self-cleaning.
Don't even have to wipe.
Brilliant.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know who's got a good stomach. I feel like my stomach's all right.
My stomach's not too bad, but I'm quite small, but I don't know what that has to do with eating.
I mean, you and me both.
Yeah. I don't have a problem eating worms, though. She shoots Enkidu a look and then gives him a wink. So he knows she's joking and sort of trying to get him out of himself a bit.
Sure. If Juna could cast detect thoughts, Enkidu... I say it's one. The plus side is I'll never have to eat a cooking ever again.
Oh, good job. She's not reading his
shots
thoughts.
Fired. Oh, Vicky is obviously offended.
I feel like Juna's got a really bad press.
I know. Yeah, Juna's cooking's great.
She's been cooking for them this whole time.
Yeah.
And Akuna is like politely at what he could, but obviously he has no appetite now. So it was like
mac and cheese with some nutmeg on the top.
Yeah, with nutmeg. What was it? We had like onion soup the other day with like cheesy bread.
Sure.
Was it onion soup?
Yeah,
we had
tomato soup and cheese on toast.
Cheese on toast. Yeah.
Worms.
We had worms one
literally,
time.
Literally, you cook worms one time and no one ever forgets.
They were delicious, though, as worms
they
go.
They were.
Good
full
source of protein.
Bringing it back to the sausages.
Okay, so maybe do a couple of us want to enter? Looking over at Juna. 2 times the chance of winning.
Yeah. Unless anyone else wants to have a go. I mean...
I don't know if Guy wants to as well. I don't know where he's gone.
Should we stick our heads out of the door and we can see Guy playing and getting loads of money?
Alas, my love, you do me wrong.
Gaius, how many sausages can you fit in your mouth?
Wow, that's a question.
She says entirely innocently.
Oh, Gwen Wood, wouldn't she?
It's frosting all over again.
Yeah.
Guy gets bright red under his mask. I do okay, I guess. What, you mean you're talking about the competition?
Well, I got about like 8 gold now, so yeah, I could join in.
Great. Well done.
David, does he have 8 gold?
I mean, I've got 3. Ah.
That's a great session. 8 gold in like 5 minutes.
8,000 gold.
Yeah. Well, 25 minutes to be fair. So this is like her asking, like, I guess later on when I join you guys eventually.
Discussion. Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to join then? Do you think you can handle them?
Yeah, by the time I get to you guys, I'll be finished off and I'll have hopefully 8 gold.
Guy, can you handle this? Aaron? Can you handle this? I don't think you can handle this.
I know I can't.
Yeah, I'll eat sausages.
Let's do it.
Yeah, the sausages.
Okay, we just really need to win because otherwise we're not going to have any money at all.
Do we want to all enter? I don't mind not entering if we don't want to spend all of our money.
I don't mind either.
Why don't you flip a coin for it? One of the few we have.
Well, you definitely want the person that doesn't have an appetite to definitely get in, right?
Do you, Enki, did you think that, would you like to go for it?
I would like to
try. Do you think that you would be, like, you want to do it, yes?
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah. I think, do it, Enkidu, definitely. If you've not got an appetite.
Maybe you can swallow them whole.
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm really enjoying this, David.
Oren can cast the reduce spell. And just put loads in.
I didn't prepare it today.
Oh, classic.
So who is entering? Who's how many people? I'm kind of losing track.
I think we all have David.
Enkidu definitely.
Enkidu is?
Guy will.
Gaius is?
I'll look at Juno.
I mean, we don't have enough money to get the ferry, so we might as well all give it a shot,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And we get fed. Hey, we get fed, and if we win, we get a bed for the night.
Okay. So, 4 of us.
Yeah. And worst comes to worst, we only lose 8 gold.
Which Gaius has just won outside anyway.
Hey!
Brilliant.
Here you go, guys. Oh, I will generously give out my gold.
Thanks, Guy.
Thanks.
Hey, Kitty, double checks, like, it's definitely 8 and not 1,000.
Yeah. No, it is. So, yeah, you head over to Yell, and she's like, check a table for and yeah. Food will be coming out 50 minutes.
Okay.
And then sort of carries on her way, takes the gold off of you. And there's space towards the back of the room. One of the long tables, half of it is only half full. So you sort of all settle down, sort of sit there with your drinks for a moment. After about 15 minutes, a few people in sashes, little yellow sashes, come and stand at the end of each table.
Thunderbirds.
Little notepads each. Basically,
I was going to say they're mustard yellow sashes.
Yeah. To keep an eye on everybody and to, you know, just keep track that nobody's cheating.
Oh.
Yill comes out along with a host of waiters and waitresses bringing plates of sausage and mash covered in the thickest yellow gravy that you've ever seen, with like little bits of, you can smell the mustard coming off of this sauce.
Big fan, yes.
As they start getting delivered, like sort of place to place around the room. And Yul's like, rules is rules. Number one, no magic. Magic is instant disqualification. This is just you, your stomach, and these sausages in your gob. All right? Rule number two, you spew, you're through. You got to keep it down. You got to keep all of it down or you're out. Rule number three, you clear the plate. You get the next lot. We all understood.
Yes.
Aye. Huzzah.
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
Am I allowed to add my own seasoning onto them?
No.
Oh, okay.
Comes a response across the room. No tampering with the food in front of yous. First course for everybody is King's Mustard Bangers. And off you go.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Plates put down in front of you. The flavour is
horrendous.
It's that horrible mustard tang.
Ugh.
Like dialed up to 11.
Oh.
It's not so much that it is like it's a bad flavor, it is just so strong you feel it in your nostrils. But can you all make constitution saving throws, please?
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh go. No.
Cheering people on. Anybody get advantage from that?
I am so desperate to cheat, but just don't think I probably should right now. I should have cheated before the competition began. That would have been the time to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question? Not that I'm necessarily planning on using it. Is favoured by the gods magic?
No, not technically. I don't believe so.
Cool.
Oh, I have a new ability!
Grabs for the books.
I didn't need it.
I have a new ability, guys. Which I'm guessing is also not magic.
You can eat lots of sausages.
Yes, I got the sausage eater.
Coincidental.
Sausage feet.
I now have Flash of Genius. Oh. Which just lets me up to 5 times a day add 5 to my saving throw if I feel like it.
What?
Wow.
How many times a day?
Or to 5 times a day. Up to my intelligence modifier, minimum of once. Either myself or another creature within 30 feet makes an ability check or saving throw. You can use your reaction to add your intelligence modifier to the roll, which is 5 in my case.
That's amazing.
So that is potentially handy. So I am going to use one of them because I didn't roll that great, gang.
Cool. Yeah, so what's your final scores?
25.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Bloody hell.
13.
13 for Gaius.
17 with my Flash of Genius.
Mm-hmm. And Enkidu?
14.
14 for Enkidu. So, Juna, like, you've grown up eating this. Like, this is standard. You're like, there's nothing wrong with this. This is just food. Orin, what does your Flash of Genius look like? Because there's a brief moment that you think you're not going to get through this sausage.
I think Flash of Genius in this case is, I don't know, he remembers about like how hamsters store food in the cheeks. He's like, okay, I'm just going to put it in the cheeks for a bit. And he's like, okay, that dilutes it slightly and like gives him a moment to have like a little bit of like, and slightly like digest it a little bit more. So it's kind of using some tactics in how he's going to consume his sausages.
Nice.
He knows exactly like the points on his taste buds, which are like activated by mustard and tang.
Yeah.
So he just puts them to around that part of his tongue to the other side.
Yeah.
And Kidu, for you, it is an odd experience eating this much, especially when you're not like driven by hunger anymore in any way. So it's almost uncomfortable to begin with, like overcoming the sort of lack of appetite. But you just about push through.
Oh no.
Just. You feel there's something going on inside that something's reacting somewhere. Gaius? This does not feel good.
No.
This does not feel good at all. Three mouthfuls in, you are feeling it just sitting in your throat. And fourth mouthful, you're gagging. Fifth, you're not sure you can push any further. Do you try to push further? Or are you going to throw up?
Yeah, no, Guy's not going to push forward. He doesn't want to throw up.
No.
He'll bow out.
As you sort of stop and you lean back, you see half of the room either running for the door or just standing up and breathing heavily. Just like, so, you know, it doesn't feel so bad that you're bowing out because there's quite a swathe of people that are doing it. You look over, Rosie the dwarf down the other end. She's fine. Cleared the plate already.
Ooh.
Both of her companions have not.
Did Guy spot the fancy sword?
No. He went toward the bar, didn't he?
Yeah, fair play.
But that guy is not. The half-orc and the human, they're bowing out at the same time. And the checkerboard chap at the end of your table marks down. Somebody comes, clears all of the plates. Everyone that is no longer in the competition has to stand up, move away from the tables. And there's a brief moment of respite whilst everyone breathes deeply, drinks whatever drinks they can grab. before Yil steps out again. She's like, all right. Yep, you did a good one. A lot of yous. Next one, not so good.
Really?
This one's for the vegetarians in the room.
I'm not sure they could have done the first round of the vegetarians.
I know, right?
I'm not sure how that works.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Orin points that out.
She gestures. And on every plate that's brought out are just 3 small ink black sausages. She goes, these are crow cap shroom dogs.
Oh my gosh.
David, the names. The names.
This is brilliant.
Congrats.
This is so fun.
There's no smell to these sausages in front of you.
Ooh.
But they look dangerous. But then once everyone's got a plate in front of them, he was like, have at them.
Okay.
We roll in again?
Please do another constitution saving throw.
Bang those bangers!
Does it count as poison?
It doesn't, no.
Good, because I get advantage. That's a pretty good roll for once.
Just not good. Just not good sausages. I think, Orin, let's just burn through Orin's new ability.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just burn it. Yep, he's using another flash of genius.
Later on when we fight a beholder, you're just like, yeah, why did I waste it on the sausages?
Why is he spending it on the sausage eating competition?
We get attacked by a leviathan.
The horde of golems, yeah.
The horde of golems catch up. So I thought you were supposed to go south.
What are you doing eating sausages?
We're eating sausages, I'm sorry.
Before sitting on the throne, I wanted to have a sausage fest.
Sausage fest.
Grace here, keeping you updated with all things No Small Roles related. Well, actually, not that updated, because this isn't the most update I've ever recorded, because I'm actually recording it before I go off on holiday. Now, of course, if you don't listen every Sunday that the show comes out, then it's never that update anyway. So, cool. Anywho, I'm in a hurry because I'm getting myself packed, need to get all that suntan lotion in. So, I'm just here to say, hi, Crumpets, we love you. Thank you for continuing to listening to the show. Thank you for inviting more people to listen. Keep doing that. We love it. Keep listening to the show and keep getting more people to do it. I also usually write a script for this, so this is why I'm just going off somewhere. Anyway, subscribe to the podcast, follow us on all the social medias at We Are No Small Roles. Why don't you check out our Patreon? We'd like that. Also, we'd love it if you would leave us a review on iTunes or Podchaser, because I know I say this every time, but it really does make a difference and it gets more people finding out about our podcast. So, also check out the show notes, because I'm still in a show. I'm still in Moulin Rouge. Ben is going to be in a show over Christmas Carol. And Vicky's going to be in a show, but I forgot to ask her the name of it. But that's also super duper exciting. I think it's all aerial, so that is going to be really, really cool. So check out the show notes. Hopefully by the time this is going out, whilst I'm drinking margaritas on the beach, that by that time in the future, but the past, whatever, then we'll know what the shows are and the links will be there. The next episode of No Small Roles will be coming to your ear holes in a fortnight, so listen out for us then. Enjoy the rest of the episode. That's all from me for now. Oh look, the town!
So these shroom dogs are the most sour thing you've ever put in your mouth.
Oh.
Every bite is sending shivers through your jaw, through your teeth.
Yeah.
Like you can feel sweat in just behind your eyes, just building up, and it almost feels like someone's shaking your head. There is an acquired taste to them, you can imagine.
I could go for another lot, personally.
What were your results?
23.
Tuna's loving
it. Tuna's
oh my gosh.
She's like, oh yeah, I know a crocap mushroom. Yeah, they're, you know, you put the right set of spices or whatever with those. They're wonderful, yeah.
20.
Ooh.
20. This set, Enkidu, is almost easier than the last lot. It's like your body had to just overcome that and you were like, oh no, just eating. You almost get the sense that you can ignore all flavor. You can just shovel the food in.
Brilliant.
Like almost switch that off inside of you. And Oren, what did you get?
19 with my flash 19. Of genius.
Ooh.
Which I think in this case was Oren, when he starts sweating, just thinking about being back on the Woden Isles and being freezing cold and really just sending himself back in his mind to there. And he's in a greenhouse and he's eating a really banal carrot from the greenhouse, and it just tastes like a carrot, and it doesn't taste like anything stronger, and it's fine, and it's not making my eyes water and burn.
Oh
yeah. The person next to you, Oren, does throw up.
Oh, okay, that's not helping.
Yeah, catches it in their mouth, runs for the door.
Oh god. Content warning, vomit.
Yeah, sorry everyone. there's quite a few people that are taking one or two bites and just stopping. It's too much for them. And again, you all three succeed. You get to the end, finish, clear your plates. Even you can see Rosie down the other end. She's out. She hasn't gotten through the last sausage. She's eaten two, taken a bite of the third, and like is like just heaving quite heavily.
Wow. I mean, have the rest of hers.
Oh.
I don't know why they run this competition given the cleaning bill that Marcin is afterwards every time.
There's a reason it's called the sticky sausage.
Oh.
But yeah, as you look around the room, there's maybe 6 people left, including the 3 of you.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, you sausage munchers.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Gwen.
Thanks.
You got this, guys.
Yeah. And the plates are cleared. Again, the note taker's marked down who it is that's left. Yil comes out. She's like, okay, you're very brave, the lot of you. You're very brave. Last plate is, of course, though, the shrouded pepper pork sausage. Spiciest sausage in all the Gervais.
Someone's a dad. Oh, I know, right?
Bill Pepper.
Can we have the full name again one more time just to enjoy it?
Shrouded pepper pork sausage.
Pepper pork. Oh, I think I had a George pork once, but it came with a little dinosaur sausage next to it. I've watched too much Peppa Pig, apparently.
And the plates that are bought out, they're almost like chipolata-type sausages, but they are stacked very neatly in little towers of 10, sat in the centre of a plate, sort of a little bit of red, like dark red sauce drizzled around them. And the plates are put in front of the 6 remaining people. There is a hush in the room.
Do we know this is the final round as characters?
No, you don't.
Cool.
Did I say that?
I think you said final plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In which case, yes.
Yeah. I think Yael said that.
Sure. Yeah, it is. But they're put out in front of you all. Can you all make constitution saving throws, please?
Oh, the stress.
Why do I feel nervous?
The stress, guys, the stress.
Pretty good.
Ooh, just.
June at 25 again.
Unnatural 20.
Ooh. Okay.
And I did use Favoured by the Gods, just for transparency.
Yeah.
I'm burning a third flash of genius.
Oh my god. Goodness sake.
Only one of you has to win to get that room, guys.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's that. Can I just check the rules before I burn it, actually? So if one of us wins...
Yep. Whoever lasts the longest out of all of the competitors wins 25 gold and a room for the night.
But this is the final plate, so how does it work if there's more of us in?
It's a difficult plate. I can tell you that.
Okay.
As you're taking those first bites, spice doesn't even... It is like eating fire. But that fire, even for you, Enkidu, is not just in your mouth. It is every inch down to your stomach. And then you can feel like your stomach acid just reacting violently from the first bite.
Oh, okay. I think... Oh, am I going to use it? I don't know. I've heard what Juno's result is, which I feel like... Hang on, I'm going to roll to see if I use it or not.
Use it.
Yeah, I use it.
Yes. Use it on the sausages.
Yeah, I am using it on the sausages. Cool.
So that's a 20, 21.
21 for Enkidu?
No, it's 22, sorry. It's 22, sorry. Can't count.
19.
Oh.
Nice. 19 for Orin with a final flash of genius.
19 for Orin. How does your final flash of genius
look? What are these sausages? These are like spicy fire
shrouded pepper pork sausages.
They sound like the Scotch bonnet of sausages.
Yeah. Orin's back in the blacksmith's on the Woden Isles. It's warm because he's near the forge, and it's a pleasant warmth because it's freezing cold outside and he doesn't want to be outside. And here is safe and warm, and his friend is nearby, and it's a safe, it's a nice place to be.
Yeah. For the first bite... And then the second bite, you feel like you're plunging face first into that forge.
Oh, okay.
And the third bite, you're eating coal and your face is melting. It's actually melting. You can feel your face melting. You just don't want it. You get the choice to stop or 4 small mouthfuls. Orin,
oh my gosh.
But you don't think that you could survive.
Okay, then I will stop.
Juna, watching Orin...
You've never had this spicy sausage before? And you're like watching him across the way, struggling. And he gets, yeah, less than half a sausage in. And you're onto your second, and like you're forcing it into your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to chew, but even it just, it sat there, it feels like you're about to explode.
Oh my God.
So again, do you want to force yourself to carry on? Or?
Yes, I force myself to carry on.
Yes.
Yes, Vicky.
You need to make another constitution saving throw then, please.
Yes, Vicky.
Oh, I'm glad I'm out of this now.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Eight.
Oh. Eight.
That's not good.
You swallow?
It's ironic that I ate an eight.
Hey. You ate it. Yeah, no, you swallow. You get through the second sausage. And even just sort of like the strength it takes to lift the third up to your nose.
Oh.
And the other two come up in your mouth.
Oh, no.
Listeners, I really hope you're not eating your dinner while listening to this episode. I'm so sorry if you've just made some lovely bangers of mash.
Spoiled it for you.
Sorry if you're eating chorizo.
Enkidu, you are taking your time over this. You're seeing what's happening to your friends. Again, the heat and the spice, you are feeling every sensation of it, even overpowering that like subduing you managed to get with the shroom dogs. But you get three or four in and you start struggling.
Oh, gosh.
However, you look down the table, Orin and Juna, they're done.
Juna's been a bit sick on Orin.
Oh, that's a change. Sticky. That's a change for the usual. Orin's looking for some bread to clean it up. Don't worry, I'll find some bread. I'll find some bread. It's fine.
Enkidu, what you realise is that the other three contestants are equally struggling. And looking at theirs, nobody has touched a fifth sausage. You do a very quick check and you think, if I can just do one, like, and they're all sort of sat there breathing heavily. You think, if I can just one more full sausage, I might have this.
Oh my gosh.
So can you make another constitution saving throw if you'd like to try it?
Ten.
And you just watch as you put the fifth sausage in. You watch as somebody shoves two in their mouth. Oh. One, two, chewing. They swallow and then they just sit there bathing in it. But you put that fifth in, and it's. There's some machinery in your body that is not letting you swallow that. Yeah. There is something that's happening that is like, it's just hanging out of your lips. And you know that you're done.
Error.
This amount of food is restricted
to
higher ranking family members.
Yeah. Oh my God. And seeing you just stop, seeing the other contestant get to six, the other two stand up and walk away, and the note taker next to you just like marks you down, Enkidu. There's a massive round of applause. The crowd that are waiting start rushing in to this other winner, completely obscure them from view. They stand up after a while, struggle outside just to get some fresh air. But slowly and surely, people start coming in, clearing up plates, sort of giving the floors and the benches a good wash. But then other people start filling up the...
Could you just give me a quick wipe as well?
Yeah, other people start filling up the benches and just it turns into just a regular tavern at that point.
Mm.
The bartender that you were talking to earlier comes over with water for those of you that are left there.
Thank you.
Kidu gulps.
Juna sips.
Juna sips.
Juna sips.
He goes, I don't want to poke my nose into that, but I did overhear you worrying about money. And if you're interested, we do have a notice board in a back corner there. It's got jobs and stuff on, or like other competitions that might interest you. Sorry if I'm sort of obviously a tourist,
no,
but you know, it's always worth earning on the road, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. What's your name? You sound like a lovely person.
Bren. Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, that's massively appreciated.
I mean, we just cleaned up, so have some water. If you want to step outside, great. But let me know if you want another drink.
and he wanders off.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bren.
Akidu steps outside.
Should we go have a look? See if there's anything useful?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oren's like gargling water trying to get the taste out of his mouth.
Well done, you lot. That was an impressive effort. Well done, every single one of you.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, babe.
Sure.
Show those sausages.
Oh, yeah.
That first sausage had me out. I was done. You guys are troopers.
I think I got a bit cocky at the beginning.
Yep, so did I.
I think I'm a bit sticky now. It looks down at where she was like thrown up on it.
Oh, no.
I'm very sorry about that, Oren.
That's all right. Don't worry. This bap is dealing with it nicely.
Oh.
Mopping at himself with a bap.
That's a real sourdough.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. That takes me back, Oren.
Yeah.
Oh.
Akidu will slap Oren on the back and press to digitate his clothes.
Oh, thanks.
To wash that shit off.
Thanks.
Yeah, so sorry, are you heading over to the...
Oh, look, the jobs board.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
Oh, look, the jobs board, yeah.
Guy's going to just be like, I'll be with you guys in a bit. I just want to, like, just check something back there. And he's just going to go off and try and find a blacksmith somewhere.
Oh, yeah, make a quick investigation check.
Ooh, okay. 19.
19. Yeah, you definitely find one.
Yeah, they're reading my mind. Yeah.
Yeah, so you wander off and, you hear, like, sort of the familiar tink of like a hammer on an anvil coming on round a corner. Little tink 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 tink. You come around, you see a half-orc woman, sort of hair tied up in two little buns, just sort of working idly. She doesn't even seem to be working on anything. She's just got a little dagger there that she's sort of just like flattening out, heating it up a little bit.
Hello there. David, just before I intrigue this idea further, the gold sheets I snagged from Ferrocene's, they don't have any like distinct like Wingthrop like sigil like marked on them or anything like that.
No.
These aren't like marked bills, are they?
No. They're basic
worst.
Sort of thin sheets ready for smelting down and stuff like that. They're, yeah.
This isn't Guy's first fence, is it? Like
No.
I'm just checking. I'll just be like, hello there. I came upon these valuable sheets of gold, and I'm looking to see if anybody would be interested in purchasing these. I took to a lot of great effort to get them. However, times have become hard, yet I still want to find a good home for them. So I was wondering, are you such a purveyor of smithery and a seeker of precious metals that you would give me a good price for these?
I mean, I'm not like a seeker of fine jewels or nothing, but I could definitely use gold sheets, aye. People want all sorts of fancy nonsense.
Yep, absolutely. I've got these just here, and I will like lay them out very extravagantly.
She looks, sort of picks one up off the top of the pile, sort of looks it over, flexes it a little bit, sniffs it, gives it a little lick. It's like, genuine, aye. How many have you got?
I've got these three.
Three, give you 250 for them.
What, the whole lot?
Yeah, all three. 250 for three.
You know what? That's a fair offer, but good sir, I do think I deserve a little bit more for these. These are prime cut. Like, you will notice that there is not an inch nor a speck on them. They are of the highest quality, and I can assure you the blood, sweat, and tears that went into acquiring these three sheets of the gods are, well, they were more than mere mortals could be able to afford.
Make a persuasion check.
Okay. Not a great roll. 15.
Checks over 260.
Get me up to 270 and you got yourself a deal. And I will not go to any other business but you, sir, and they are yours.
Madam.
You could lady could be knighted.
Classic Enkidu.
Master.
Dame.
265. That's it. That's all I got.
You know what? I'm hard at times, and you, my friend, have won this deal. Fair play.
All right.
And I will give her a shake, and I will take that 265.
Yeah, and she sort of takes the three sheets off of you, walks to the back of the shop, stacks them up in amongst sort of a whole pile of stuff that she's got, then walks to another side of the shop, pulls out a big old sack, starts counting up coin and comes back. 265.
Okay. Now we'll take all that gold.
Nice. I can see your business.
Absolute pleasure. And, oh, just by the way, as I'm, like, leaving, I'm literally just going to be 1 second, guys. I'm just going to, like, shink the, pull the long sword that's been on my back for all this time and just be like, I've got this long sword here.
Whoa. What kind of threat is that?
Yeah. Trust me, my friend. This thing has not been a threat in my arms. I'm just asking you how much you think this is worth from, you know, a craftsman of your skill.
Sort of, again, sort of takes it off of your hands then. Looks over it, she's like, well, it's a pretty standard Draven standing army issue, but I mean, it's from a commander of some sort, so another 100 for that.
Oh, good to know. I just wanted to check.
Oh, okay.
And
she hands it back to you.
Thank you for your business. Yeah. Shing! And I'll be like, thank you very much. Have a good day. All the best. Goodbye. And I'll like skip off to my friends.
Cool.
Who have all got indigestion.
Whilst Geis has been gone, so if you all have a chat and you head over to the notice board, there's a lot of nonsense on there, like lost kitten, that kind of thing. Like, have you seen my shoes?
Find my frying pan.
Need shoes repaired? Talk to Jenny. Basically,
Jenny.
Oh no!
But there are two posters on the notice board that catch your eye and offer some intrigue for you.
Ooh.
The first one is quite decorated. It's a poster with a stylized teapot surrounded by a halo of spoons.
Where?
And written above and below it are the words "Twain Tide Tea Tournament."
Oh my gosh! Sweet God.
Competitive? ? Tea drinking connoisseur? ? In need of 500 gold pieces? ? This year's Twain Tide Tea Tournament is almost upon us, and your team could be crowned Dravain's finest. The adventure begins at the Knotted Strings Tavern in Medravain on the first day of Stilson. Prizes include 500 gold pieces and a private tour of the Fairy Gold Tea Fields, subject to availability. And in tiny, tiny writing down the bottom, it says 50 gold entry fee per team.
Ooh.
Oh.
Per team?
Per team.
In Medravain.
Did you write all that down, Ben?
I've written as much of it down as I could.
I wrote Medravain.
I've written a bit more than that.
Good.
I'm just trying to remember where Medravain is.
I'm looking at a map. I think it's the way that we were going to go if we were going to avoid
if
we
weren't
the lake.
Going across,
yes, if we don't
we
go,
go
over the lake, we go
Medravain.
Through Medravain.
So it's not far.
And it was on the when? What was the date, David?
The first day of Stilson.
And do we know when that is, please?
That's about 4 days away.
I'm so sorry for the noise.
I have a new question. How long does it look like it would take us to get to Medravain from Drostad?
Looking at our map.
Looking at the map.
Looking at the maps. Not 4 days. It would take you maybe 2.5, 3.
Oh, yeah, it's very close.
Maybe 3.5. Like, enough that you think that you'd probably get there with a day to spare.
Okay.
Well, that looks like fun.
Is anyone else thinking what I'm thinking? The Fate Marked Five go to Medravain. The Fate Marked Five go wild in a tea drinking competition. I can just see a Labrador excitedly jumping up.
It was one of the routes that we suggested going.
Yeah, and it will save having to cobble together the money for a ferry fare.
We can spend it on the entry.
Yeah, that's true. That's the same amount of money, isn't it?
There might even be a boat going to Medravain.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Although if it's only a couple of days away, we could just go there on foot, potentially.
Of course.
We will need to get 50 gold. Don't know how we're going to do that.
Hmm. Yeah.
What's the other sign? Maybe that will get us 50 gold.
Yeah, the other one does not inspire much hope.
Oh.
There's a sketch on it with a familiar half-orc noble woman in a bonnet.
Oh.
And it reads, missing, Lady Gwendolyn Rose of Priden.
Oh no.
Last seen being kidnapped by a blue-haired halfling who goes by Dwayne Fabuloso.
Oh, no.
Lady Gwendolyn is believed to be enchanted and in grave peril. If seen, please inform a representative of the DeBarges of Carth. Rescuers will be handsomely rewarded.
Of Carth?
The DeBarges of Carth.
Colin's family.
Is that Colin's family? Yeah.
It's Colin's family.
Colin DeBarge.
My family have totally blagged that I've been charmed. Or they're saying that, oh. Gwendolyn takes down the poster and stuffs it in her dungarees and pulls down her hat further down her face.
We've all seen it, right, though?
Yeah, it's fine that you guys have seen it. I just don't want anybody else in this tavern to see it.
Oren's going to grab a... Is there a bit of blank paper around somewhere that Oren can grab?
You've got notebooks and things?
Yeah, I'll rip a page out of a notebook. Sure. And he's going to quickly sketch up a new poster that looks a little bit like that one, but it's got a tiefling drawn on it, and it says, missing Lady Twinklethorpe, Misty Toes, please report to the DeBarge family immediately if found for generous reward. And he'll stick that up on the board where the other one was and hope that kind of looks vaguely similar enough. That
thank you, Oren. Considering I've not had any sausages, I'm feeling quite queasy myself now.
Oh dear.
Okay.
Is there a date on the poster? When was it put up?
I only just put it up.
You've been missing for a while.
Oh, wait, no. Oh. Sorry.
the other ones didn't have a date on. Yeah, no.
Okay. Maybe Bren knows, but I don't want to draw his attention to that poster. It's probably just best to hold on to it.
Didn't we ask Bren about Dwayne Fabulosa? And he said he didn't know.
That he hadn't heard of it. Yeah.
So he's not been paying attention to the notice board.
Good.
Nope. No.
Yeah.
But somebody put it up.
Someone's
put that up.
Someone might have read it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing you're in disguise.
Good that you do not have that bonnet anymore.
No.
Absolutely, yes. And hopefully I'm a bit more stinky teenager. Smell is keeping people away from me, perhaps.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Mm.
And now we're just a group of tourists. We don't know who Lady Gwendolyn Rose might be.
No.
No idea.
No?
No.
No, my name is...
Gwen Flower.
A bit too similar.
Jezebel Flower.
Yeah.
Jezebel Flower.
I'm not very good at coming up with names.
Twinkle Toes. No, that one's on the poster now.
Jenny.
Jenny.
Jenny Flower. You're Jenny Flower.
Jenny Flower.
Jenny Thorn.
Just call me Dawn.
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 Okay.
Dawn
okay.
will work.
Dawn.
Dawn. Dawn Flower.
You're more than welcome, as Enkidu just said, to be Dawn Thorn.
Yeah.
Dawn Thorn.
Dawn Thorn.
Dawn Thorn.
Absolutely.
Don't know about that.
Oh, well, no. I know who I am. I'm Carhilda.
Nice.
That is perfection.
I hope so.
My eye's been on this, like, Twain-tied tea tournament.
Oh, yeah.
The name Ferrigold, have we heard that name? Or does it just sound like Findigold? I can't work out if it's just a similar name or if we know that name.
I don't remember it.
What's the name of the woman we're playing cards with in Beryon's Field?
That was Tula de Lavaux.
Lady Tula de Lavaux.
And Hilda, I think.
Oh, it's Hilda, yeah.
Who is the guy in the retinue?
Hello.
Gus. My name is Gus.
I've been working for Lady Tula de Lavaux.
You're welcome to make a history check for the name Ferrigold. Any of you that are looking.
Okay.
Gwendolyn's a bit too stressed.
Oh, what is the point?
What is it? One minus one.
I don't think Oren's going to know.
Natural 20.
Yeah, you hold that dice up.
She showed the camera. So
it must be real.
Which also makes sense.
Yeah. What did you get in Kidu?
4 minus 1.
Yikes.
Oy, yeah, you've not heard it. Juna, because of your time as a housekeeper, you know that Ferrigold is a tea brand. For want of a better word.
Of course Juna would know that.
Maybe that's where I remember it from. At some point it's been offered to us as tea.
Yeah. Ferrigold is like the name of the merchant that runs and sells. Like it's sort of like a little empire. It's not necessarily one flavour of tea. It's a brand.
Okay. That was a massive waste of a natural 20, wasn't it?
Mm. So it's like PG tips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or Twinings or something. Or other teas that are available.
Guys, are we seriously considering sidestepping a tea competition over like a golem army descending upon the nation?
Well, no, but the point is in the same direction.
It's on our way.
Yeah.
No, it's on our way anyway. And the golem army isn't going there to kill us. It was there to just get us out of her land.
To make sure we carry on going that way.
I'm not saying that we have to go. We can get on this ferry today and go across this lake and absolutely fine.
Because we've got no money.
Yeah. I want a clarification just on the stakes, and if that's fine, then that's okay.
I know.
We've not had a side quest yet.
I know.
With that natural 20 as well, Juna, I will say that the Ferrigold tea fields, you know that they are in Twaintide, in the region Twaintide.
Oh, we need to go there.
Which is south and again, more in your direction.
Oh, is it? Hang on.
Yeah,
yeah, Twaintide is to get to the lake house, we need to pass by.
Oh my gosh, it is.
Twaintide. Yeah. Twaintide is right by the Crownswood.
It's between Vernock Rise and the Crownswood.
Yeah.
Is it?
So it begins
the
in the
T is the big baddie of
but
the whole
But we need to
campaign.
Get to Vernock Rise, don't we? Yes, so we're going to Vernock Rise.
I've got you, David. I've got you.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
Medrivane.
So we can go via Medrivane down to Vernock Rise. Uh-huh. Assuming we win the competition, we can then pop through Twaintide if we want on the way through to the Crownswoods and then across to the Forlossian Hills.
Oh my gosh, you're right, yeah.
So win or lose, we get to go through Twaintide.
Oh my gosh.
We'll go through Twaintide anyway.
And maybe this time in Vernock Rise, we can maybe leave the door in Herons if we want. I don't know if we want.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Depends whether we need to get back to Heron later or not. But
we feel like we trust him enough.
Or at the Ferrigolds.
Yeah. Well,
so you can pop back and grab some tea.
Yeah, whatever.
And
yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the coffee and Powerpuff Girls. Weird reference. Okay. Carry on.
No.
Let's unpick that a little bit, shall we?
Coffee and Powerpuff Girls.
I think it's Powerpuff Girls or it's Dexter's Lab. It might be Dexter's Lab. It's a Cartoon Network series from some point in the 90s. And there's this great scene where the dad, say this must be Dexter's Lab, opens the coffee cupboard because he's run out of coffee. And he opens the coffee cupboard. And it's just a portal through to like a field in like Colombia or somewhere where they're picking coffee. And there's just someone who hands him a tin of coffee through the cupboard. And there we go. That's my random moment.
Please keep that in.
Yeah.
Amazing. So what's everyone's thoughts on this?
Yeah, as you're sort of like gathering back together and Gaia sort of has returned as well.
Shink, shink, shink.
Okay,
shink.
Well, the only way we can get the money to enter the competition and get the tea is obviously selling out Gwendolyn. So we'll have to go past God. No, but seriously, we need to get the money somehow.
Yeah, well...
We do not have the money to enter that competition.
These are the only two posters on there. Or were these the two most interesting
I don't
ones?
Think the missing shoe is going to give us 50 gold.
Yeah, the others were like lost and found type things or...
You know, not kill a monster and get a reward.
Little other clubs and exactly... There's one or two that like are little jobs, but they're for like earning one or two gold a week.
Ugh.
So it's kind
this
of like...
the big money.
Yeah, easily overlooked.
How much money do we have between us currently?
14 gold.
So we've got to turn 15 into 50.
Guy, were you able to get any more from busking?
Yeah, I managed to get 10 more gold.
It's not enough.
Okay, let's start.
You're such a git. Such a git.
That's better. Yeah, it's much better.
Yes. We found a way that we could earn 500 gold.
We just need 50.
But we need 50 gold to be able to enter. Maybe we just... I don't know.
Well, I'm not...
Could you do some more busking, maybe, Guy?
I'll do my best, Juna. Just give me half an hour.
Okay.
Or maybe 10 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
You're that good, are you?
I am. Just make sure you're on the other side of town because I can be so spectacular. It's been mesmerizing.
And Keely's going to go find that swordsman in the pub.
Oh, dear.
Gwendolyn, make sure that Gaius has seen the Twaintide like thing so he understands the severity of the competition and how useful it could be.
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah. That sounds great.
We just need the entry fee.
I might ask that swordsman guy in the pub. Maybe if there's mercenary work or anything like that that he's heard of.
Sort of you approach him, Therian. And they've actually, the three of them have sort of gathered outside. They're all catching their breath. Got a drink in hand each. But he sees your approach and he sort of stands up a little bit more. What?
Well, my friend.
I see you almost got to the end there.
Yeah, almost quite the struggle. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you've seen a... You know, more digestible kind of challenges in your life, I assume. And I nod towards the sword that he's carrying.
Well, I mean, I don't eat what I kill, but... Yeah,
fair. Well, my companions and I have been travelling. We're travelling south, you know. We all know how to kind of protect ourselves against the wildlife that may be around these parts. And I was wondering if you caught any wind, any travels of any, I don't know, any, you know, odd jobs that might require the blade, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. You're looking to jump ship from the other lot, I mean. Sorry, I've just assumed that you're their bodyguard because of the armour and that.
Oh, right. Well, you know, we all have our roles within the group, you know. We have a bard with us who's good at earning a bit of coin whenever we need a place to stay. And, you know, one other is actually pretty handy at, you know, taking care of the nasties that come by the night. But, you know, we're just a little bit stuck at the moment.
Well, I mean, we're not really like mercenary in that way.
Oh, didn't mean to assume.
Oh, no. I mean, thank you. It's a compliment. But to be honest, we just do like caravan guarding and that if it comes along. A lot of these eating competitions, that a way forwards, I'll tell you. You can earn a pretty penny.
Yeah.
And you're paying for food. So
True.
Yeah.
So you were escorting anyone at the moment?
No. Probably going to head up to Medrivane though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Big old competition. He looks over at the human with him. He's like, yeah.
Ooh.
Twain Tai Chi competition.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know if you've heard of it. Could win 500 gold pieces in that thing. We got close last year, but...
Oh, yeah.
But we think we're going to cinch it this year.
So how is that different from an eating contest? I mean, like, it's tea, right? Like, it's tea.
Oh, no. You misunderstand. You're not going to be drinking tea.
What?
You go tavern to tavern across the country. Each tavern has got a different challenge. Once you've done their challenge, you win a spoon. Yeah.
It's like the Pokemon gym badges.
Oh my
god. Yes.
Wow, David. Wow.
I love Elementals this.
Elementals in the wild. This is we are in the indigo, aren't
we? Hey, listen, I've just been playing Pokemon Blue and run out of ideas, guys.
Absolutely genius.
I
love
want
it.
To go so bad on this game.
That's good.
Yeah.
First team to get to the Ferrigold fields. With 10 spoons.
10 spoons?
They're the winners.
I can't even take him seriously.
He's got such a gravelly voice.
I know, I've made all the better by this voice.
Yeah.
Excited about tea competition. Oh, this was worth
it. It's like
it.
A film trailer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
In a land far, far away.
Last year.
They gathered 10 spoons.
Just when you thought it was safe.
Yeah.
To go into a tavern.
Twain Tai Tea Tournament. Coming to a podcast near you.
I am the knight.
I am the knight.
In space, no one can hear you cream.
That's horrendous.
It sounds like cream in a coffee, not like that.
No, no one went there, Ben.
Nobody went there, Ben.
Everyone went to the dark place.
We've just been to a sausage competition. It's too easy.
NSFW for those without earphones.
It was entirely innocent.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
It was, but we weren't.
It was, you're right.
Oh, dear.
I'm never going to forget that, Ben.
All of us are in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars.
Oh. You still said it.
Daryl's just holding a spoon.
Yeah,
Daryl's
holding
a spoon. You've got the first spoon.
Hold it up, Daryl. I'm going to screenshot you. There we go.
Oh, no, right. Ben's gone to go get one.
The spoons.
Oh, bloody hell. Okay, another screenshot. Has everyone got a spoon?
Yeah, David has one.
I've got a penknife.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've only got 8.
Is everyone ready for a screenshot? Here we go.
Oh, you got a Swiss Army knife.
It's the nearest to a spoon
like
that I have.
A multi-purpose tool.
Grace has a magic wand.
No, I have a chopstick.
Swish and flick.
Swish and flick. Oh, dear.
A magic wand.
I mean, you joke, but that is basically Oren's spellcasting.
Yeah.
He waves a Swiss Army knife and magic happens.
I did not think about when you just responded with like, oh, did he get any gold? And actually, what I should have done in my head is just counted up to like how much we needed to 50. And then you went off and spoke to this guy anyway. And now I'm just like, oh, actually, no, I don't know how to get out of the lie I've just said.
No, guy has just gone to busk again.
You know what? That sounds like a you problem.
Yeah.
It's definitely a you problem because you made this habit of just lying all the time.
I know. I don't know why I've done that.
Such a team player.
We got no idea.
We don't know that money even exists.
Nope.
No.
It's all right, guys. I've actually got something that I think can solve this.
Do we know that he has those gold sheets?
No,
though?
We don't.
We don't even know about the sheets. No.
Just Aggie.
Oh, yeah. Aggie and Ruwana are keeping the secret.
And no, neither of them are talking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Right.
Back to Gravelly Man.
So, what it looks like, I'll be seeing you in Metrovane.
Is he flirting or threatening? I can't tell.
There are smiles, looks down this little group.
You got a team of five ready?
I do, actually.
Then it's competition time.
Indeed it is.
I want to do the competition just to meet this guy again.
Safe travels, Faye.
And you.
Which one's he? He's
Cade.
He's Cade, right?
Cade.
Yeah, Cade. Yeah. And Firion sort of nods his head whilst Rosie is sort of, she's still leaning over, sweat dripping down her face from the sausages.
The meat sweats.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think it was a shroom dog that took her out.
Yeah.
Mushroom sweats.
Oh gosh.
Shroom sweats.
But yeah, they nod and you head off.
Yeah.
Gaius.
Yeah.
You've gone out to busk again.
Yeah.
Is this right?
Yep.
What's happening?
After 10 minutes, I return back and I'm like, guys, you will not believe this.
What?
So I was just busking, laying down some purple sleeves. I did a little bit of like, oh my gosh, which is a fantastic song of mine. I just sing oh my gosh for 5 minutes. And this woman just came up and said, I had the voice of an angel. And she was so mesmerized by me. She said, hey, you know what? Here's 250 gold.
What?
And I was like, go on then. That's absolutely fine. Are you sure? And she was like, of course. And she just gave me 250 gold.
Gwendolyn's going to do an insight check.
Yeah, I was going to say, do I believe Guy?
Yeah.
You're right, Gaius. I don't believe it.
60.
Trust me, guys.
13.
I'm going to insight check too.
I'm not even going to bother.
Okay.
17.
What was your persuasion or deception, Gaius?
27.
27. All right. Okay.
Oh, that's what I mean.
For goodness sake.
Everyone goes with it. And Kidu, you have your doubts. But again, it feels like he's telling the truth. But
that is incredible.
Just,
Gaius, amazing.
Okay. You can't roll for this, but it's common sense. And we've been traveling with Kai for so long. We must know this is bullshit.
But we don't really know just how much he lies.
Yeah.
No, Matt is on my side.
Yeah. It's true. We don't know about gold cheats. Like, we don't know where he really got the money from.
Gwendolyn is the one who knows
250 gold
secrets.
In 10 minutes of busking where we just left him. there must be some factor of common sense in this game.
Super rich person.
The common sense is the insight check in him, and it's the roll of the dice, right?
Gosh.
That dictate whether that works or not.
Also determines how stupid we are.
And again, all of you are feeling like that there is something unbelievable in this, but he's standing there with 250 gold. He's saying it in a very casual way. Like, it feels real. It feels like that must be Occam's razor. That must be what happened.
Yeah.
Also, it's physically impossible for me to roll that high anyway. So
I was going to say your passive insight is far below that.
It is. Gosh.
Yep. Okay. Well, that was a stroke of luck.
Indeed.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
No, it is.
No.
Unbelievable, but wow.
Wonderful.
250 gold.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how you did that.
No, I'm just checking. Enkidu is the only person that knows this is like the world's biggest pub crawl, right? We still think this is going sipping tea and heading through Twainside. Cool.
Yep.
Awesome.
Well,
you know, now that we have 250 gold, do we have to do the competition? We could just...
Well, it's on the way. It's just...
It's on the way. Pop
turning
into Medjavane.
Sipping some tea.
Yep, have a cup of tea.
Heading down.
Head on down via Twainside on our way.
Just checking if it's what we absolutely want to do. I mean...
Yeah, well, it's not going to waste any time. It's just going a slightly different way.
We can vote, if you like.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Demon ancestry and ancient magesses can wait, you know. It's competition time.
No, they don't have to wait. It's like a day extra.
It's on the way.
It's on the way. Yeah.
You never know what we might find in Medrivane as well on the way. Maybe we can learn something about Corsicus or... Erima.
It's not taking any extra time.
Oh,
it's
not
just,
at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we kind of said we were going to stake together, but if we really needed to part ways, we can, I suppose.
No, it's on the way. So, you know, it just sounded like this competition takes us, quote unquote, all over the country.
What?
What?
Does it? That's not on the poster.
That's not on the poster.
Go to Medrivane.
No, I just
drink tea.
Spoke to Therian. He just said, well... I just tell him what he said to me. There's no need for me. I cannot
do that justice.
Wow, and his voice was really that gravelly. Oh my goodness, Enkidu.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought he was talking about some kind of fighting pit or something like that. No, he's dead serious about a toy competition. Well,
I mean, tea is a serious business.
So there's different challenges in each tavern. There could be some fighting along the way. You never know. Oh. Depends on the tavern.
I mean, that does sound a lot longer than just turning up and sipping tea.
Okay. Well, but we can go to Medrivane. It's on the way anyway.
Yeah.
We can find out what the competition is. If it turns out that it's well out of our way, then well, we just give it a miss. No harm done. We carry on.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Is everyone on board with that plan?
And if it is on our way and we can get 10 teaspoons?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Get 500 gold.
Great. Oh, look, there's the town.
Oh, look, there's the town.
Oh, look, there's Medrivane.
Are you all heading off basically straight away? Like, by this point, it's probably gone midday, like 1-2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Are you all going to set off walking and, like, camp out, basically?
Yeah. Camp, just before we leave the tavern, can I just quickly ask Orin?
Yeah.
Orin, could you go and ask Bren, the barman, if...
Yeah.
If anybody would know who puts the posters on the notice board, just have an idea of who I might need to look out for.
Yeah, I can go and ask Bren. Hang on. I will go over to Bren.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bren.
Hello again.
Who puts the posters up on the poster board, just in case we wanted to...
It's just like a community thing. Anyone's allowed.
Oh, well, you just go over and put one up?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Do you know who's put up any of them recently? Just, we're interested in, that tea competition looks amazing. So just wondering if you've seen who's been near the notice board recently.
No. But like I say, there's loads of people over there coming in looking for little jobs and putting up little things. So I don't really...
Okay.
Sorry.
And that missing tiefling looking over at the poster.
I'll be honest, I don't look at it.
Okay.
I don't know what's... Is there... Dangerous, is it?
I don't know about dangerous.
Have you seen them?
No.
Oh, okay then.
No, I was more interested in the tea one, really.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that representatives of them, they come around every year and stick something up.
Oh, really?
But yeah, yeah.
Big competition, is it?
I don't know. I don't really like tea, so.
Oh, you should get into tea, Bren.
I'm all right, thanks. It's not for me.
I mean, have you tried a Twain Tide?
Yeah.
Okay. Lost cause. Orin sort of walks away.
Before we leave, I would like to cast Detect Thoughts on the room, scanning for anyone who is thinking about Gwendolyn, other than these guys.
Ooh, make a perception check. There's quite a few people in the room.
15.
So you start sort of targeting them again, because you've only got a minute or so, don't you?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So you start targeting the people that you think are perhaps looking a little bit more mercenary-like or more concerned citizens, perhaps. And none of them seem to be commenting on it. There's a couple of people stood over by the notice board by the time you do this. And in their heads, you can hear them reading the fake poster.
Mm-hmm.
But again, none of them even register. No, you get a sense that nobody in the room is necessarily concerned about it.
Good.
So you all gather outside, head off out of the town. Are you just going to follow the shore along or try and find sort of workable roads?
Does it look like there's a road leading out of Drostead that way?
Yeah. There's a fairly well-trodden path, actually. There's a few carts and things heading that way.
Okay,
shall we take that path, or do we want to go off the beaten track a bit, as it were?
Yeah, follow the path.
Let's just go on the path, just to save time.
Yeah, okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Cool. So as you you all step out of Drostad, following the path along, that's where we're in the episode.
Oh, look a path.
Oh, look a path, yeah.
You have been listening to David Knight as your Dungeon Master, Ben Galpin as Orin, Chris Watts as Gaius, Daryl Bailey as Enkidu, Grace Kelly Miller as Gwendolyn,
and Vicky Gaskin as Juna. Original music by David Knight. Please tell your friends, subscribe, and follow us on all social media. Thank you for listening to No Small Roles. Anon for now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.